Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's 1043thefan.com, Cecil Lamb.
Right, let's check out 1043thefan.com. I want you all to sign up for the Denver Sports Daily. Listen, you've got a life we don't. Let us cover Denver sports for you better than anyone. 1043thefan.com. Sign up for that Denver Sports Daily. All the hottest news and information right to your inbox each and every morning. It is the Denver Sports Daily. It is 1043thefan.com. And John Davis, our very own John Davis, had an interesting article about Vic Fangio perhaps making the same mistakes Josh McDaniels did in Denver. John joins me tonight. JD, what's up, dude? And in this article, you point out how a superstar or star not getting along with his new head coach. We've seen this before.
That's right, Cecil. We have seen this before. It was 10 years ago when Josh McDaniels came to town and suddenly he's feuding with Jay Cutler. And it eventually led to Jay Cutler leaving the team. And I don't care. I mean, I say this in the article. We can say what we want about Cutler now. But at the time, it was unheard of, and it shouldn't have happened. And it led to a lot of problems with the Broncos for the next 2 years. With Vic Fangio, to me, continually making it a point to call out Von Miller since he became part of the team, it doesn't make sense to me. And if you look at Von's play and if you look at Von's ineffectiveness, I think the relationship with Fangio is a big reason we've seen Von off to his slowest start.
Yeah, and we'll see if that can be jump-started. I think maybe the tipping point, John, on this conversation, which is, by the way, not jackassery from the fan. This is a real conversation that Broncos fans are having, and it's a legitimate conversation. It's a legitimate question. As someone who's in the locker room 5 days a week, like, it is a real part of the conversation. But I think the tipping point was Monday. Do you feel that as well when Vic Fangio said Miller's performance was uneventful, even though Miller was officially credited by NFL Next Gen Stats, and I tweeted about this, Miller was credited with 2 interceptions created from his pressure, something that Khalil Mack has 0 interceptions created from his pressure this year. So Miller had 2 interceptions created, yet Fangio said it was uneventful on Monday. Was that the tipping point?
That absolutely was the tipping point. Oh, by the way, isn't it funny how much Khalil Mack gets 0? You know, 0 playoff sack, 0 interceptions. The guy's a bum. But anyway, it's you're exactly right. No, Monday was the tipping point because, for one, we're coming off a win, the first win of the season. You know, let's not come out and try to start ripping it apart the next day. 2, to your point, this team had no turnovers going into that game, and they got 2. And Von's credited on both of them.
Right.
Turnovers are more important than sacks. I think the way defenses are going, and you're a far better expert on this than me, it's going to be more of that. You can chew up all the yards you want. Teams are really trying to get those turnovers now. Turnovers are the biggest reason teams are winning games. And for the first time this year, we saw the Broncos win the turnover battle. And what happened? And who was the guy that caused it? Von Miller. Yet Vic Fangio still found a way to not be flattering, to not praise him, and to actually kind of put him down. It wasn't just that he downplayed what Von did. He actually kind of put him down by calling it uneventful. I thought that was disrespectful. If I'm Von Miller, I'm sitting there going, all right, man, what do I got to do? What do I got to do, please? Yeah, I got 2 sacks the week before, caused 2 interceptions this week, and you're still mad at me? If I'm Von, do I even want to play for this guy anymore? Probably not.
He's John Davis. You hear him right here on The Fan. Of course, you can check out his work at 1043thefan.com as well. Well, we did get Von yesterday to say and admit his own words that the energy that Vic Fangio sends towards Von is different from his teammates. And I'm one of those people, and you've managed people, I've managed people, John. You have to motivate everyone differently, right? Some people are like rubber bands. They're only wound a certain way. Some people are wound really tight, so if you get on them, then they, you know, totally crumble. Some people are god-awful, and you got to kick them in the ass every single day. Like, that's just human nature. So Fangio treating Von differently. Von's own words. What do you think when Von said that yesterday?
I'm fine with him treating Von, with Vic Fangio treating Von Miller differently. Because I don't think that was my problem with the initial praise of Fangio calling out Miller, is everybody's like, oh, he's treating everybody the same if he's holding this guy accountable. No, Von Miller's a Super Bowl MVP. He's the organization's all-time sack leader. He should be treated differently. He's also just kind of a unique guy, a unique personality
right.
with how he goes about everything. So Vic Fangio should be treating Von Miller differently. The problem is he's not. He has yet to figure out how to treat Von Miller and how to be with Von, succeed with Von Miller. He's doing it the wrong way. Now, that can be corrected. We saw Tom Coughlin, I think, wasn't it with the when they beat the Patriots?
Right.
Wasn't there kind of something that went on where they had to kind of tell him to back off with how hard he was on guys?
Yeah, all the veterans came forward. Michael Strahan, all those guys came forward like, hey, Grandpa Coughlin, here's the Werther's original. Calm down, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us about those maybe, Pepperidge Farm cookies again, Grandpa Coughlin.
Yeah. But maybe Vic, he's right in his approach to look at Von Miller and to hold Von, I don't want to say to a different standard, but just have a different approach with him. But Vic's got to figure out how to do it. Because the way Vic's doing it, it's not working. Von is clear. That 13-second press conference the other week, we've never seen him do that. We've seen him be upset with the media. That was something we haven't seen.
Right.
You know, the calls of maybe taking plays off. When have we ever said that about Von Miller? So there's weird things that we've seen this year that we haven't seen before. So Vic needs to change his approach to Von Miller. But yes, absolutely, you treat a guy that's that caliber of a player still in the NFL and to the organization, you absolutely do treat him different. You just got to figure out how to do it.
You treat him different because he's different, because he's better than everybody. Like,
exactly.
That's just the bottom line. And it's about buy-in, I think, because all of this stuff has become public, right? We're asking public questions. Right. We're getting public answers. Vance Joseph called out Von for taking off plays for 2 years. But nobody's going to listen to Vance Joseph, right?
Exactly.
Vic Fangio has that cachet. And I believe, and I guess I'll just ask you, John, do you believe, you know, Von buys in?
To Vic Fangio?
Yes.
I think he's willing to buy in. I don't think he's bought in yet. I think kind of the performance we've seen from Von the last 2 weeks is just a great player being great, really, with the sacks and the interceptions. He's willing to buy in. I think right now, just his demeanor and everything, I don't think he's bought in yet. I really just don't think he's bought in. He's being dropped into coverage. You know he doesn't like that. And the just his on-field game-wrecking capability, we started to see it show up, but it just hasn't. So I'm looking at it as it is, just what's in front of me and what I've seen. There's nothing that leads me to believe Von Miller has bought into anything Vic Fangio has told him or tried to get him to do.
Does Von need to add weight? Because I've been asking people in the know, like, who told him to lose weight? And from what I know, the team didn't. That wasn't a team guided. Like, hey, you should probably, you know, come in about 245 or whatever. Like, does he need to gain weight? And I ask you this, John Davis, joining me here, 104throughthefan.com. John, I ask you this because of pass rush plays and then pass rush plays versus double teams. Von Miller is successful against pass rush plays versus double teams only 4% of the time. Khalil Mack is 14% of the time, roughly. It's 13.9, but I'm rounding up. Point is this, with a little bit, you know, 10 pounds of muscle, would that impact Von's game greatly? Would it be a good idea? Would it be something that you're, like, fine with his weight? You know, do you have any thoughts about Von Miller's weight loss or weight gain?
If he's lost weight, he needs to get back to where he's been the past few years. Remember, in, I think, 2013, when he was suspended, he gained too much weight.
Right.
And he was slower and he ended up blowing out his ACL. He needs to just get back to that weight he was at. I don't know. You've seen it a lot before, Cecil. Some of these guys lose weight. And like you said, you're wondering who told you to do this? You know, we saw Demaryius kind of over time. He dropped some weight and he lost that size that kind of separated him. I think Brandon Marshall, even going into last year, did drop some weight. And it's Von needs to get back to that. Yeah. 10, if it's 10 pounds of muscle he shed, he needs to get that back. Because, like, you, especially now with Bradley Chubb not playing, those double teams, that's all day. He's going to be seeing that all day. So the weight loss, yes, absolutely get back. Put that weight back on. Get to the weight we were used to seeing you at, because you're not as effective this year. And I think at this point with Von, and especially with Bradley Chubb being out, we're willing to look into anything to get him back to where he was.
Yeah, and the double team rate for Von is at 23%, which is about the NFL average. I'm very curious, without Bradley Chubb, if that actually goes up. Does it go up? Yeah. And by the way, Khalil Mack, we keep talking about Mack in this conversation, but that's who everyone wants to compare him to. Khalil Mack is double teamed 23.9% of the time. So they're almost they almost have the same amount of pass rush plays. I think it's 94 for Mack and it's 89 for Miller. But Miller's disrupted dropbacks are right there. He just doesn't beat double teams. So maybe this is where Fangio's saying Von Miller needs to be better. We'll continue to watch this and, of course, continue to talk about it right here on The Fan, where we're not afraid to ask the tough questions. John Davis, you hear him here on The Fan. You check out his work at 104throughthefan.com as well. JD, my man, be good, and I'll see you soon, man.
All right, see you, buddy. See you, Cecil.
All right, there we have him, John Davis.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.